mothers grieving for their newborn babies who died in the neonatal ward of the public hospital.
I am heartbroken. I am a parent in mourning, and I cannot understand why God took my newborn child away this way.
Dozens of premature babies were left unattended under UV lights when a suspected short circuit started the fire. The smell of smoke woke retired police officer Elhaj Mansour Mboup, who lives nearby.
I recognized the smell of human flesh, of babies burning. I think it's too gruesome. The state is responsible for this because the state is responsible for the safety, especially public buildings. So the responsibility lies within the state.
The government announced 3 days of national mourning and an investigation to fix responsibility.
Security forces and police have been deployed around this hospital that has been cordoned off and also to contain the crowd. The government says this was an unfortunate incident, but people here see gross negligence. They say, some of them that we've spoken to, that they tried to break inside the ward, but the fire extinguishers were not working. There was no sprinklers and there was no alarm bells.
Last year, several newborns were killed in similar circumstances in another maternity ward fire. Last week, a newborn declared dead was found alive in a morgue, and another national outcry and protest were provoked when a pregnant mother died after nurses and doctors were accused of failing to assist her.
We want to remind the government of their responsibility to ensure that all citizens, especially women and children, are given the care they deserve. And we invite citizens to denounce the injustice and negligence that exists in our hospitals.
Government critics say funds meant to go to hospitals are going into the pockets of officials. With not enough nurses and too many seemingly preventable deaths, Senegalese people are trying to make sense of this latest tragedy in what appears to be a broken health system. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, TVO1.